Coming out stories are probably one of the most important conversations of your life. So, today I'm joined by Ellie Hall, who's 19, who's going to be sharing her story with us.
So I came out when I was 15 to my closest friends first, when I was shopping in Meadowhall.
Alright.
And I was like, it was on my mind for a while. I was kind of reluctant to tell them at first because I'd been teased before in school from some of my friends because of the way I looked, so they thought I was gay. So when I came out at the shopping centre, they weren't very shocked, to be honest. But they were fine, which was good because I was kind of on the edge about how they'd feel, but it was all good. And but the only problem was at school the next day, everyone was talking about it because I was the first person to come out in school.
So how did your parents react?
Well, I took quite a long time after I told my friends to tell my parents. I'd say it was about 3-4 months after.
Okay.
So I kind of like waited to actually get involved with a girl first. And it wasn't really much of an involvement. It was just talking on social media and stuff because there wasn't any gay people that I knew. So I kind of waited to have an involvement with that before I could tell my parents.
Yeah.
So I was like not going to tell them, like still for a while on the day that I actually told them, but I just had this sudden urge to tell them. So yeah. It was such a random time, like it wasn't anything special.
Yeah.
But I was just like, right, I'm going to do it. I'm going to tell them, that kind of thing. So I sat my mum down on my bed eventually and I was really emotional and I started crying and I was like, please don't hate me for this. And like, but I was like, I think I like girls. And mum was like, it's okay. And like the calmest voice ever gave me a hug and she was like, why are you crying? This is like not a big deal whatsoever to us. And I was like, oh, I can't tell Dad, I can't do it. And she was like, do you want me to tell him? And I was like, yeah, okay. And then Dad just, like, still to this day doesn't really mention it, to be honest. So he's completely fine with it. It's just like, we still don't talk about much like that anymore.
Yeah, no, I get you. So how did you first know you were gay?
In year 7, I started liking a girl. And basically, I was liking her, like, the whole way through school, up until we left, and she was in like my friendship group, so she was one of my close friends. I never ended up telling her, but because I didn't want to ruin the friendship. But that friendship group was a really girly friendship group, and all they talked about was boys, and I really wasn't interested, and I felt a bit left out in all those conversations. I didn't have anything to tell them. I didn't have any feelings. They'd always ask me who I liked, and I'd just be like, no one. And they'd always like someone or have a story with a boyfriend, and I just felt a bit left out from that. But then eventually I found out what the reason was, and
So thank you, Ellie, for sharing your story with us.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
And tune in next week for some more experiences that we have to share.